know you guys have done this. Is this the third year you've done it?
This
now?
Is fourth.
Fourth year, wow. Uh-huh. Can you just give us an overall explanation of what you guys get from these type of events?
Well, what we found is whether it's us or other NBA teams, we've had, out of the first three we've done, we've had 13 guys go to be on NBA rosters or training camp rosters to start. You know, Dennis brought the idea with him from San Antonio, and they had something like that also, I think, in Houston. The idea, the Spurs were able to get a Danny Green, a Gary Neal out of minicamp situation. So that's obviously the goal. For us, it's really interesting to see guys that Walt has brought in here in the past for pre-draft workouts. And then maybe they go overseas or they play in the D-League and you see who gets better. And so it's a chance for them to play in front of NBA coaching staff, us to get a look at them. And then the idea is we can point to guys. You know, last year we had a kid by the name of Jonathan Simmons, just to give you an idea. Well, he didn't end up with us, but he ended up on the Spurs team. So, you know, we have to make decisions too, you know, who we like. And if a guy's not committed to summer league, we have some and we have some space available, we'll look at that. Obviously, we have the Utah Stars here now. So there's a lot of things that can happen out of mini camps. Obviously, the ultimate goal is to get a rotation player for the Utah Jazz. Or first a roster player, then a rotation player. Then if we can get a Danny Green, a starter, that's the goal. It takes a tremendous amount of work and commitment, starting with the Miller family, Dennis, the budget, you know, to bring all these guys in here. You know, we have a lot going on right now with Walt and his pre-draft workouts. We got mini camp. We got our players in playing. So this is a busy time of year. But this is very important that we continue to do this. I think the agents know that we have a pretty good track record of being able to get guys looks and possible call-ups.
What's the most important thing for these guys to show in these mini camps?
That they're coachable, that they're in condition, and that they will play unselfishly.
Is it similar to the pre-draft workout philosophy of just kind of trying to gather as much information on as many guys as possible?
Somewhat similar, but we eye certain guys during the season and say we want to get them in our gym. You know, and the pre-draft workouts are only 3-on-3. We can see a lot more 5-on-5. So we've been looking at guys. And then the other thing, Bart Taylor and Andre have done a great job in watching film. And plus we get reports from our European scouts. So, for instance, we have a guy here from Argentina this year. And in the summer league, we'll have some other European players to add to the mix. Having a D-League team helps us see the D-League, besides getting out and scouting it. They had a D-League mini elite camp in Chicago prior to the pre-draft camp, which we watched. And so as many times as you can get eyes on guys, the amazing thing is how quickly some of them get better on the pro level. Some guys maybe Walt had in here for pre-draft workouts, and then after 1 year of just playing professionally, you can see they've improved their games.
It's interesting to see a Corbin in a Jazz uniform again.
Yeah.
Was that a pretty smooth process to get?
Well, again, you know what? We, like anybody else, obviously, if we have a relationship, you know, and a guy is playing, we'll take a look at the film. And we watched his stats. He's been playing overseas, and he's gotten better. So, no, you know what? We try to be a Jazz family. If somebody has a player that's playing professionally, and we can take a look at him. We don't have a problem doing that.
Did Ty reach out to you guys, or did you just kind of?
Well, we knew he was playing, and obviously some of us stay in touch with Ty,
yeah,
and have a good relationship. So it was no problem. You know, with the various things we've been able to do, not only mini camp, summer league, open gym. So we always say, well, you know, we'll try to get him in the gym in some way, and let's take a look at him, and if we have the opportunity. You know, we always like to say that we're a family and have been for years with the Jazz, and if we can help out. But, I mean, they have to do some on their own, too. They have to be playing somewhere. We can't take a guy because he's good in the rec league and put him in here. You know, hopefully they're playing, and we don't want anybody to get hurt or embarrass themselves. But Tyrell's a pretty good player. We were impressed what we saw so far.
Kind of kind of fun that you had Gordon Hayward's best friend here too, in
Mavunga. Yeah, and you know what? And again, you know, he was one of the better players that in this thing. You know, it's amazing guys that know how to play can teach the younger guys something. He showed a show and go and got to the basket pretty easy. So, you know, if guys can play and have played somewhere, it's not a problem.
Our structure was most of the day 5-on-5, or did you guys kind of do some drill work too?
They started off doing some drill work, but mainly they want to come here and show they can play 5-on-5, and we want to make sure that they get a chance. We don't want them to leave here saying, I just did drills. Mm-hmm. But within, to try to get some structure so it's not rap ball or street ball, they did put in some things and some drills to get them to a little bit of offense.
What about some of the local guys, the Preston Medlins, the...
Well, we stay in touch with those guys, and, you know, sometimes at the last minute putting these things together, we may have something else in mind for them, like maybe open gym type situations, and then all of a sudden an opening. Maybe some players got hurt in another mini camp. So we had a couple of those things happen, and then, you know, we knew they're high character guys that knew how to play that could come in and help the camp. And in the meantime... You know, we're not eliminating them from anything. And I think the program that we've established here, having open gym and things like that, it allows us, and good relationships with their college coaches, allows us to stay in touch and give guys a chance to at least, like I say, get in our gym in some fashion.
Is there any change this year in kind of when you think about the stars and wanting to kind of look at guys for the stars at all this year? Or?
Well, we were trying to look at guys for the Stampede last year, too. So ever since we got involved and bought the team. I mean, now that they're local, you know, it's not like we want to win any more than we did. But sure, I mean, I think it's a greater selling point now that the team is here for players to come here and know that, you know, on any given night, you're going to have a lot of NBA eyes on you. So I think that is a definite selling point of having the team here, and we're excited about that.